to see if they wanted a challenge. Probably got back in time, but it was close. 1-0. And Stallings took a strike on the outside edge. It's 1-1.
Contreras has tried to backpick at least once or twice every game he's caught this spring.
One one. Missed down and in, and it's two balls and one strike. He has really become an all-around complete defensive catcher.
It's amazing how far he's come in just one-plus year in the Brewers organization defensively.
2-1. Fouled back and out of play. It's 2-2. He is not the first that we have said that about over the years as well. The Brewers have a catcher factory in terms of how they develop these guys, and not just in the minor leagues on up. They can take big league catchers and make them better almost instantly. Give them one spring training and everything's different. Fouled off and it stays at 2-2 on Stallings.
Case in point, 24 behind home plate from Milwaukee. They got him. They knew what his offensive prowess was. They didn't know how good he was going to be defensively.
Rays 2-2 pitch. That's fouled back and out of play. Stays at 2-2. When the Brewers acquired Omar Narvaez before the 2020 season, reputation was offense first. Became a very solid defensive catcher for the crew. Charlie Green, Walker McKinven, and that entire crew. Nestor Corridor flips this one foul and out of play down the first baseline, and the battle continues between Ray and Stallings. It is quite a group of coaches the Brewers have assembled, and they are the standard in baseball right now in terms of taking a guy and making him better behind the plate. 2-2. Bouncer foul up the third baseline. And the battle continues. 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
2-0 Brewers. Top of the fourth inning. The 2-2 pitch to Stallings missed inside, and the count is full. It's three balls and two strikes. Runner at first is Michael Tolia. The batter is Jacob Stallings. Ray peeks over his shoulder at Tolia, who has his lead. And now here's 3-2. There goes Tolia. Pitch is high. Didn't matter. It is a walk to Stallings. And now a couple of base runners here for the Rockies with one away. As Alan Trejo comes to the plate. Trejo is in camp on a non-roster invite for the Rockies. This is a guy that has had some big swings against the Brewers over the last couple of years. Good defensive catcher. He is shortstop. He has bulked up a little bit this year. And he's had a very strong spring for the Rockies trying to make this team. Pitch is up and in. Had to do the limbo to get out of the way of it. It's 1-0. Trejo, 28 years of age, reached on an error back in the second inning on Sal Frelick. Ray's 1-0 offering. That is fouled back behind home plate, and it's 1-1. Brewers headed to New York tomorrow to get ready to open the regular season. It is finally here. After weeks of waiting and months of waiting, if you go back to the end of last season, 1-1 to Trejo. High fly ball into left field. Yelich again fighting the sun. He finds it, though, and makes the catch a couple of steps in front of the warning track. No advance from the runners. So two away now. And two on for Adiel Amador, who is 0-for-1 today. Amador taking his time getting into the box here. Reyes looked good today. The base hit to center field in this inning, really the only hit he's given up. He's given up two in the book, but again, that was a fly ball that was dropped. First pitch to Amador, misses down and in, 1-0. He has walked just one, and that was a lengthy battle with Stallings where he had him behind in the count. 1-0 pitch, missed down and away with a changeup. It's two balls and no strikes. And this is the Colin Ray that the Brewers saw so often a year ago. Pitch. This is popped up behind the bag at third into shallow left, going out is Sal Frelick. And Frelick able to make an over-the-shoulder catch in shallow left. The outfielder in him taking over on that play. And he makes a tremendous catch to end the inning. No runs, a hit, two left. Brewers with a 2-0 lead as we head to the bottom of the fourth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, hungry? And your heart is ticking for chicken? Well, take a quick turn into Quick Trip, because we got
no ordinary chicken.
Yeah, go wild with wings. Next level super wings with trusty Sidekick and sauces. Or let's talk tender. Quick Chick tenders. Love me tenders. Love me some Quick tenders. Ours are bigger, better, tastier. Or if you're feeling good old school comfort fried chicken, we got it. Hand breaded down homier than anywhere. Quick Trip, saving your nuggets from ordinary.
Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. My kids are really excited about spring break, so I'm looking for a new Toyota to help make it amazing.
Now until April 1st is a great time for a new Toyota. Imagine you and the kids in a Tundra on your way
to the lake to go speedboating.
Woo-hoo! Or even taking a RAV4
to an animal sanctuary to pick goats.
Sounds like your kids aren't the only ones excited about spring break.
Ready, set, go get your Toyota today. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Are you or someone you know looking for a career where you can inspire yourself and inspire smiles? Then consider becoming a member of the dental team as a dental assistant, dental hygienist, or front office staff member. It's the perfect place to work if you have a passion for helping others, enjoy a dynamic environment, and want a flexible schedule with good pay. Visit InspireSmilesWI.com to discover how working in a dental office can inspire your future. Once again, that's InspireSmilesWI.com.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center field!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
2-0, Brewers out in front, bottom of the fourth inning. Gary Sanchez leads off against Dakota Hudson. And the first pitch is down and away for ball one. Sanchez grounded out to short back in the second inning. And takes up and in here. It's two balls and no strikes on Gary. Sanchez with a pair of home runs this spring. One in Peoria. He hit the other one at Sloan Park in Mesa on Saturday against the Cubs. 2-0 pitch, swing and a foul tip. And it's 2-1. So Sanchez has not homered in this ballpark so far this spring. But major power in that bat from the right side, and Gary Sanchez, 2-1. And that is lined into left for a solid single. And Gary Sanchez is aboard. Time to drive around the league. It is presented by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors, building Wisconsin together. A lot of teams have left Arizona and headed to their cities for exhibition series. So some of those happening tonight. Jackson Churio, the batter, bouncer to third. Carreras up with it to second for one, on to first in time. And it's a 5-4-3 double play, and that leadoff single is wiped away just like that. So two down, nobody on now for Joey Ortiz. You've got the Angels and the Dodgers tonight in Los Angeles. Boston and Texas. In Texas, Joey Ortiz gets into one deep left field. Back to the track, it is gone. Joey Ortiz, it's his second home run of the spring and adds to that Brewers lead. It's 3-0 Milwaukee. A solo shot for Ortiz. And boy, that ball just jumped off the bat and was out in a hurry to left. Sounded very good off the bat. And the Brewers, who were home run happy yesterday, couple of solo shots already here today, and here's Carlos Rodriguez. Hudson's first offering to Rodriguez, a breaking ball that missed high. It's 1-0. Yankees playing an exhibition series with Mexico. 1-0 pitch to Rodriguez. This is lined down the left field line, but twisting out of play, foul. And it's 1-1. Royals taking on their AA affiliate, Northwest Arkansas. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and Rodriguez took high. And it's two balls and one strike. Cubs and Cardinals playing. Two-one pitch. Rodriguez fouls it back and out of play. It's 2-2. The very end of camp, sometimes you'll get those Grapefruit League teams making their way out west to open up the season, and they'll pop into Arizona and play a game or two for a change of venue. 2-2 to Rodriguez. Bouncer back up the middle. Big, huge hop for the shortstop, Trejo. Throw to first is in time. And the inning is over, but the Brewers get a solo shot from Joey Ortiz. They lead it 3-0 as we head to the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now asks you to call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
What's on Tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Shop Pick and Save for your tailgate. Earn a free Brewers ticket for every $50 spent with your Fresh Perks card at Pick and Save now through April 16. Visit pickandsave.com/brewers for full details. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hurry, you must order by March 31st. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com.
With a 3-0 lead over the Rockies as we head to the fifth inning and back into college for you. Here's Jeff.
Thanks, Lane. Julio Carrera's having a whale of a game defensively at third base. Leads it off against Colin Ray. First pitch strike on the outside corner. 0-1 on Carreras. Grounded to second base to end a rally in the second inning. 0-1 pitch hit foul just to our right. 0-2. Sweets are getting pelted today by foul balls. Final game of the Cactus League season at American Family Fields of Phoenix. Pitch to Carrera skips in the dirt for ball one. Next time this field will host real games will be the Arizona League. Blue and gold teams We'll have new lights to work with, too. Carreras takes outside. Two balls, two strikes. We had the one night game in American Family Fields of Phoenix last week, and it was a great success. Had almost 9,000 fans at the ballpark. Brand new lights were perfect. 2-2 fouled in and out of the glove of Contreras, and the beat goes on. Needless to say, I think we're going to be having a few more night games in this ballpark next spring. Hadn't had one since 2020, and previous to that, it was 2006. 2-2 pitch. Got him looking. Outside corner fastball from Colin Ray. Fourth ortho ASAP strikeout for Colin. And Greg Jones, the number 9 hitter, coming up. Quick vibe check. A cooler full of Vizzy Hard Seltzer. That's a big vibe. Vizzy Hard Seltzer. Seltzer that passes the vibe check. Jones struck out in the third. Ray spins him around and a fastball up and in. One ball and no strikes. Brewers got two in the second, one in the fourth on the homer by Jory Ortiz. That's a strike with a cutter. It's 1-1. That's swing and a miss. Dropped a breaking ball. One ball and two strikes on Jones. Just a couple of hits allowed by Colin Ray. The pitch is high. Sun double by Jacob Stallings. Clean single by Michael Tolia. He's been good. Pat Murphy saying on TV yesterday, expects big things from Colin Ray. That's up and in. Calls him Code Red. Colin Ray. He's got a nickname for everybody. Even if you don't want a nickname, you got one for Murph. He might not know what it is yet, but he'll come up with one. 3-2 pitch. Jones took inside. That's ball four. Contreras tried to bring it back over the inside corner. Couldn't do it. So that's a walk. The second issued by Ray. Turns the lineup back over to Jake Cave. Well, the Bucks are on a nice run towards the postseason. And the Bucks and the Brew Crew combined for a giveaway this year. The Giannis Antetokounmpo Brewers basketball jersey giveaway. The Brewers game on Saturday, April 6th. It's courtesy of ESPN Milwaukee. Ground ball to first. Hoskins has it. Thought about making a throw to second. It wasn't fully in his hand, so he put it in his back pocket. Steps on the first base bag to get the sure one. Three unassisted. Down to second goes the runner, Greg Jones. First 30,000 ticketed fans for the gates will get one of those great Giannis jerseys. Grab your seats by going to Brewers.com. The other Jones in the lineup, Nolan Jones, 0-for-2, a ground out and a flyout. Big left-handed hitter, pitch from Colin Ray is a strike down the middle. Ray, the sign, the stretch, the pitch, outside. One ball, one strike. He'll get game three, will Colin Ray, as we discussed earlier. Against the New York Mets on Sunday. That's the plan for Colin Ray. Final tune-up for him. As he joins the rotation for good, as Ray steps off the back of the rubber, and that'll count as a disengagement and get a reset on the pitch timer. Great crowd again this afternoon. Berm mostly filled. 1-1 to Nolan Jones is low and in the dirt, backhanded by Contreras. Two balls and a strike, very light breeze. For some, t-shirt and short weather. For others, maybe a light windbreaker. Maybe. But for most coming down from Wisconsin, shorts, t-shirt, sleeves optional. 2-1. Ground ball to second base. Ortiz to his left, fields and throws, inning over. One out, walk is all. We're halfway home. It's 3-0 Brewers over the Rockies on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Richards and Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? The Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Iron Buffalo Saloon in McAlvo knows that 9/11 will never be forgotten. As Americans, we all came together as one. Firefighters, police, military, National Guard, and citizens of our great country all united. Let's all salute our honorable and free country as we remember those brave first responders and citizens who lost their lives to a tragic event on a date that our country will never forget. A message from Iron Buffalo Saloon in McAlvo. Under new management, you can join them every Saturday and Sunday at their outdoor bar and enjoy the band.
Landowners, your timber property is a valuable asset. Contact Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage that asset. Rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Wachowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
The Milwaukee Brewers play here all season long. Catch the game on us, WRCE FM 107.7 and AM 1450 in Richland Center.
Podcast.
One change for the Colorado Rockies as we play in the bottom of the fifth. Brewers leading it 3-0. Sean Bouchard takes over in left field for Nolan Jones, and the first pitch to Sal Frelick is called for strike one. So Bouchard in left. First of, I'm sure, many changes for Bud Black. 0-1 to Frelick, a check swing and a strike called. High strike on a changeup from Dakota Hudson. Frelick 0 for 2. Brewers with 3 runs on 6 hits. A couple of homers. Frelick takes down and in. Joey Ortiz hit one onto the berm and left, and Reese Hoskins went out to straightaway center. 1-2 on Frelick. Hudson's pitch hit foul and right off of the front foot of Sal. Went down to a knee and now gets up and trying to walk it off. His last game before heading with the club to New York. He'll make his first opening day roster. Jacob Stallings, to his namesake, Stalling for Sal Frelick. Letting the bees get out of his ankle for a moment. Ankle will get a little extra attention post-game. 1-2 on Sal. Going right back inside. The pitch is low and he laid off. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That is the last thing you want to see after you foul the ball off your front foot or front leg, whatever it is another pitch down and in. 2-2 on Sal. And you go back in and it's a called third strike. And fastball in the inside corner. Just get a bit gun shy when those pitches get on that inner part of the plate, just for fear of not getting a bat head out to it fast enough. Might foul off the same spot. William Contreras is the hitter now. He's grounded to third base twice. First pitch from Hudson. High fly, left field, gone. That got out in a hurry for William Contreras, his third spring training homer. You think he's ready to go? That was a missile. Another $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee, courtesy of Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, making a difference to fight hunger in our community. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. Blast to left by Contreras. Bouchard, the left fielder, never even turned. Yelich takes high for ball one. I think the only thing that Contreras was considering was, did it have any topspin on it to keep it in the ballpark? 1-0, Yelich takes up and out again. It didn't. It got out. No problem. And if you're a fan trying to make a catch on that line drive, get out of the way. Don't even try it. Unless you have a suit of armor on. 2-0 is a strike. Two balls, one strike. Yoel Piamp starts to play catch in the Brewers' pen after five scoreless from Colin Ray. One of a couple of guys on the must-use list for Pat Murphy. Yelich takes outside, and it's 3-1. One out, three balls, one strike on Yelich, and a run in. Three solo homers for the Brewers' offense. That's nine homers in the last two games. 3-1. Swing and a miss. Chase the sinker off the plate away. 3-2. Hudson's pitch. Fly ball left field. That'll be in play for Bouchard. Two away. You know, one of my favorite stops when we come to Arizona, when you enter the ballpark through the main gates behind home plate, we get up to the booth by taking a quick left and then going up the stairs and coming up to the booth to go to work. But there is a brat stand right in front of the bar. There's a bar right before our entrance. Pitch to Hoskins, who's 2-for-2, and it's low. So every time we come into the ballpark, you get the smells of the brats immediately. Just puts you in a good mood. And it makes you think of being back at home and tailgating. The 1-0 pitch is a swing and a miss. And it's a one ball, one strike count. Makes you think of tailgating, makes you think of the regular season, and makes you think of Usinger's. Great taste of Usinger's sausage. But not just the brats. 1-1 is outside. Two balls, one strike. Polish, the jalapeno cheddar brats. Little Cajun brats. They have any kind of brat or sausage you can think of. The 2-1 is a strike. It's 2-2. I did a little shopping on the Usinger's website yesterday to send as a gift to a friend of mine as a thank you. So I was going through all the list of Usinger's. It's just so much. It's hard to pick just one thing. That's why they have the gift packs. Get gift packs. Do whatever you need.
We know the gift packs well.
Yeah, the holiday gift packs. They were doing a special, by the way, on bacon. They had a bacon gift pack right now of all their different styles of bacon.
They're peppered bacon.
Yep. It's all good. All from our friends at Usinger's. Find them at your local grocer. Find them online. They ship everywhere. 2-2 pitch. Hoskins pops it up. Shallow left. Bouchard makes the catch, and the inning is over. And now I'm officially hungry. Let's go to the sixth inning. 4-0 Brewers on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
A season of award-winning golf at Sweetgrass and Sage Run is on the horizon. The Island Resort and Casino stay-and-play golf packages are booking fast, with choice dates available early in the week. After your rounds, visit the Drift Spa for a relaxing or targeted massage session. And enjoy dinner at Horizon's scenic top-floor steakhouse. So many reasons to take a drive. Book your stay-and-play golf package today. Visit islandresortgolf.com.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
Service
Bourbons.
I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving big time money on frozen foods.
24-ounce TJ Farms shredded hash browns or 12-ounce frozen blueberries, $1.69 each or two for $3.
Ay caramba, hot prices on TJ Farms products.
Hash browns or blueberries, both $1.69 or two for $3.
Enjoy TJ Farms products and save money.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're employee-owned.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium ready-to-drink cocktails, zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten. Find it at the ballpark or at your local grocery store. Carbless, this is more.
A couple changes for the Brewers as Colin Ray continues on in the sixth inning. Gets a swing and a miss from Montero. A couple of shifts defensively with Carlos Rodriguez going to left. Sal Frelick goes to center. And Joey Ortiz goes to third. Bryce Terang is the new player. He is at second base. Swing and a miss on a curveball from Laurys Montero to make it 0-2. So Terang will hit in Christian Yelich's spot. Everybody else just shifts defensively. Told you Pyomps was getting ready last half inning, and it appears that he is ready in the bullpen. Maybe just one batter this inning for Ray. 0-2, a swing and a miss. He struck him out. Ortho ASAP strikeout number 5 for Colin Ray. And maybe he'll get one more. Wanted to get that up and down an extra time. And Colin Ray looks into the dugout and says, no, I'm good. Got Chris Hook's attention, who's on the top step of the dugout. Michael Tolia, one of the two hits for Colorado, takes strike one with a comeback fastball. 0-1 on Tolia. 5 1/3 scoreless for Colin Ray. Pitch to Tolia, misses outside. 1-1 Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. But hurry, you got to order before March 31st. Set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. Tolia looks at a curveball for strike two. One out, nobody on for Colorado. 4-0 Brewers. Rays pitch, line drive left center. Frelick on the move, makes the catch, and goes into a headlong dive. Great play by Sal Frelick. Got a great jump on that baseball. Goes from third to center in the blink of an eye with no issues. He can do it all. Pat Murphy making the stroll out to the mound. It'll be 5 2/3 scoreless innings for Colin Ray in his final tune-up before the regular season. And Pat Murphy will take the baseball and make a U.S. Sound Dealer call to the bullpen. U.S. Sound Dealer, proud to support the Brewers, and reminds you that when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Sound Dealer, built for us. Nice ovation for Colin Ray as he heads into the dugout. And Yoel Pyomps will take over for the Brewers, who lead the Rockies 4-0 in the top of the sixth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Want to test drive U.S. Cellular's award-winning network? It's free for 30 days. Want to test drive U.S. Cellular even faster? Just get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Just let me buckle my... Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular's award-winning network free for 30 days.
You can pull over now, please.
U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Awards based on open signal independent data. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. it'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss. Less is more.
Jacob Stallings with two outs and nobody on base faces Yoel Piamps. And a curveball is in for strike one. Can understand why Colin Ray didn't face Jacob Stallings. These two had a 10-pitch sequence in the fourth inning that ended up going in the way of Stallings for a walk. Don't want to see that again for Colin Ray in your last batter. So he gets his ups and downs, goes 5 2/3. And Piamps tries to finish out the inning. Piamps has had a pretty good spring. Rough first outing, but fine otherwise. And blisters a strike at 95 to make it 1-2. A lot of question marks going into what's going to happen in the ninth inning with Devin Williams' injury to begin the regular season. Piamps going to be a big piece of that. Jammed out towards right in a base hit for Jacob Stallings. For Pat Murphy and Chris Hook, the rest of the pitching group more than likely will be a by committee to close out ball games, who's available, what your matchups may be. But early on in the season, they may give Yoel Piamps the first option to close out ball games. We'll see. Bell rings on Thursday. Alan Trejo, the batter, and swings and misses at a sinker, went down to a knee. After the cut, it's 0-1.
I think that's the great thing about it, though, Jeff, even though the injury to Devin is a really heartbreaking one because of what he means to this team. He's maybe the best reliever in baseball. There are a lot of options of how they can piece this together and cover these innings. You wouldn't have had these answers at this point in time a year ago.
The 0-1 is fouled away. Nobody knew who was going to get on the plane to go to Chicago.
Right.
At this point, bullpen-wise, Piamps was not on the team. Elvis Piguero started the season in AAA Nashville. Abner Uribe was in AA Biloxi to start the year. And now they are mainstays in that bullpen. Didn't know what you were going to have in Bryce Wilson. 0-2 is low. It's a 1-ball, 2-strike count. Trevor McGill
wasn't even a thought yet.
Wasn't even in the organization. I mean, it was crazy. They got him from the Twins, and he turns into a mainstay at the back end of the bullpen. 1-2 to Trejo. Slider called for a ball. Piamps thought it was a strike. Contreras thought it was a strike. But Tom Hanahan did not. And then Contreras and Tom Hanahan are having a chat right now through their masks. 2-2. Trejo took a called third strike this time. No question about that. Ortho ASAP strikeout of Alan Trejo ends the inning. Rockies leave 1. 5.5 innings complete. 4-0 Milwaukee on the Brewers Radio Network presented by American Family Insurance.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission Bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 5.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, Napa has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at Napa. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center, and Highway 61 Baskerville.
At
Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates. We bring the excitement to you from wherever the Milwaukee Brewers are playing on WRCE FM 107.7 AM 1450 in Richland Center.
New pitcher for Colorado. After five innings of four-run ball from Dakota Hudson, Tyler Kinley takes over. He's been a mainstay in the bullpen for the Rockies the last couple of seasons. Kinley will face Willie Adames right out of the chute. Adames waits, and the pitch to him is a strike at 96. It's 0-1. Adames has reached on a fielder's choice. Blistered a ball to third that was played by Carreras.
Final line on Dakota Hudson. Five innings.
0-1 on Willie Adames. Kinley throws on a line drive to left, and it'll get down in front of Bouchard. Willie Adames is aboard. See if that ends his day on a positive note.
Seven hits.
Bottom of the sixth inning. No runner to speak of yet.
Unless they have Nick, the bat boy, run for him. That would be fun to see.
I think it takes Nick a couple of steps to get to top speed. That's my only issue. But I think he's got good stamina for the long haul. Pitch to Sanchez is low. One ball, no strikes.
You also know that he's going to steal because he is not going to stay still.
No.
He's going to be moving.
He's moving somewhere. He might be running out to the right field wall, but he's moving somewhere. Sanchez singled the left last time. Kinley throws. Swing and a miss. Got him out in front. One ball and one strike.
59, Elvis Piguero warming in.
Elvis Piguero getting ready for the Brewers in their bullpen after Yoel Piamps allowed a single and then struck out Trejo to end the sixth. 4-0 Milwaukee, leadoff man aboard. Kinley's 1-1 to Sanchez. Off the end of the bat to center, base hit. Adames puts on the brakes, throw behind him, not in time. Back-to-back hits for Adames and Sanchez. Jackson Churio, single. And he's bounced into a double play. 1-2 for Churio. Home opener, American Family Field, a week from tomorrow, April 2nd against the Twins, 3 o'clock start time. Make sure you get to know the new parking situation at American Family Field. Buy your parking in advance, or you can scan the QR code once you get inside the lots. No attendance anymore as that one misses low. One ball and no strikes. Nobody taking your money as you drive into the ballpark. So the best route is to buy your parking in advance. Scan a QR code no matter what. Scan that QR code. That way we know you're there. And the system knows you're there. 1-0, swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. More than anything, the system needs to know. Otherwise, bad news for the old license plate. Great thing is that you can sync it to the ballpark app. You're parking. 1-1 pitch. Down and away. Stallings out of his haunches to look at first. Didn't throw it. Sync your tickets. You're parking. But even if you sync it, you still have to scan the QR code. So make sure you do it. For more information, go to brewers.com/parking. If any of that was confusing, it's okay. We got answers for you on the website. Swing and a miss. On Jackson Churio. If you really need help, they will have people go out to your parking spots. There's a number on all those QR codes and those signs out in the parking lots. Can't miss them. 2-2 to Churio. Hit high in the air to right. Stay in the ballpark for Cave. A couple of steps back. Makes the catch. Tagging and going to third is Willie Adames. Runners around the corners with one out for Joey Ortiz. I think that made sense, right? You can get into the ballpark a lot faster. It's a lot easier. Don't have to slow down to pay for your parking before you come in. It's all done right there. You park, you tailgate, scan the QR code. All done.
It's the future of parking at these big events. I mean, this is going to be, I think, the norm in a couple of years. Once you do it once, you're going to realize how great it is, and it's going to be a huge benefit to you moving forward.
Just like parking downtown. Scan that QR code. You pay for it on your phone. It's all done. And it's that way for concerts. It's going to be that way at American Family Field for any event. Pitch to Ortiz, a swing and a miss. Homered his last time up. It's 0-1. And the cost for parking is no different. Not going up, not going down. Level. Pitch, broken bat flare, shallow right. It is falling fast and down. A run scores on his way to third is Sanchez. 5-0 Brewers. Another run batted in for Joey Ortiz. Carlos Rodriguez bats as Kinley's given up a run in his sixth inning. Stallings out to have a chat as the bullpen starts cooking for Colorado. Left-hander loosening in that bullpen. Looks like Jalen Beeks. If I were a betting man, they have one of two lefties that are getting loose. So I had a 50-50 shot. Felt confident in my decision. Carlos Rodriguez, a hit and a ground out. Brewers with 5 runs on 10 hits. Willie Adames said it after the ball game yesterday. Homered 3 times. He said, I wish you could bottle some of those up and save them for the regular season. Doesn't work that way, but at least you're feeling good. Rodriguez waiting on Kinley. Infield at double play depth, and the pitch is up and out. 1 ball and no strikes. Pitch home is a strike at the knees. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 away. Kinley taking his sign. Stretching the throw to first, and just back in time goes Joey Ortiz. Two in the second, single tallies in the fourth, fifth, and sixth for the Brewers. Kinley again tosses to first, closer play, and they got him.
Pick off, 1-3.
Left-handed throwing Tolia, catching with that right hand, able to slap the tag down in time and get Joey Ortiz and picked him off. Lightning quick feet from Kinley. They were close on the attempt just prior. Didn't get him, and now time called by the home plate umpire. Kinley was getting into his motion and stopped. Unfortunately, time was called. One and one on Rodriguez with Gary Sanchez, the runner at third. And Kinley deals. Ground ball towards first. Tolia scoops on the short hop. Tosses it over to Kinley to retire Rodriguez, and the inning is over. Brewers get a run on 3 hits. Strand one. Inning number 7 on the way. Brewers up a nickel on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Brian, why are you stacking books on the floor?
I want to stand while I work. Standing desks are all the rage these days.
Well, it's a good thing that these desks move up and down. You did know that, right?
What? They do?
Yeah. We're not messing around here.
This is great. Now, only if I had a chair to swivel around in.
Do you just not pay attention to everybody else's desks?
Well, no wonder I'm not getting much done these days.
Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors, the official moving and furniture provider of GKB Milwaukee.
Miller Lite is the light beer brewed for people who love the taste of beer. For those who are always the first to volunteer for beer runs. Who hit up tailgates for sports that they don't even like. And believe having a beer fridge in the garage is non-negotiable. It's a 96-calorie, 3.2-carb love letter to beer lovers. Who know that the best part of beer is the beer part. Tastes like Miller time. Celebrate responsibly. 2023 Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin beer.
Did they have hot dogs back when you played, Bob?
Hey, sure. Me and my pal Frank Furter grilled the first ones in Old Borchard Field.
You did not.
Actually, a lot of people say H.M. Stevens sold the first ones at the Polo Grounds back in 1902.
Really?
Oh, yeah. People called them Dachshund sausages because of the shape. The vendors shortened it to hot dog.
You are a wealth of knowledge.
Hey, buddy, I read a lot when I wasn't playing, and that took up a lot of time. And if you want the best hot dogs, just look for Usinger's. They're America's finest.
Usinger's in baseball.
Hey, hey, that's my line, T.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
Hey, struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Elvis Piguero takes over for the Brewers on the mound in the top of the seventh inning. Milwaukee leading 5-0 over Colorado. Other changes, and for more reporting news, here's Lane.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Ariel Amador leads off for the Rockies. And Piguero's first pitch is rolled foul over near the Brewers' dugout and actually into the Brewers' dugout. And it's 0-1. Andrew Monasterio is now in the game at third base. Jake Bowers is the first baseman. And Blake Perkins takes over in center field. That should catch you up on all the changes as Amador takes low. 1-1. Slider that time from Elvis Piguero. Well-pitched game so far for the Brewers. Colin Ray was very sharp. Misses down and away. And it's 2-1. Pyomps. Very short outing. Came on and got the final out of that sixth inning. And now here's Piguero, the pitch. Rolled foul again. First base side. And it's 2-2 on Amador. Brewers have used the long ball today. 3 home runs again today. Of course, got 3 home runs from Willie Adames yesterday alone. Piguero's 2-2 pitch. Bouncer to second base. Big convenient hop for Terang. Out of the glove to first in time to take care of Amador for the first out here in the seventh inning. And now here's Julio Carreras for Colorado. Carreras, the 24-year-old, split his time between AA and AAA last year. He has played very well defensively today. Smashes that one foul into the dirt behind home plate. It's 0-1. He has been very impressive defensively. Did have an error on what was a tough play, but deservedly an error. Otherwise, he's been brilliant. Some very show-stopping type of plays over at the hot corner. He takes a slider for a strike. It's 0-2. One out, nobody on. Piguero looks in, kicks and delivers the 0-2 pitch. This is a slow roller to short. Backhanded by Adames off one leg. Throws to first, and it is wide of the bag. Bowers couldn't field it. It rolls into foul territory. And on his way to second is Carreras. That was a slow roller deep in the hole at short, and so it was a tough play for Adames. He had to hurry and get the throw off quickly, and as a result, he had to throw it off his back leg, and he just couldn't get enough on the throw. And so it'll be a single and an error. And Carreras finds himself at second base with one out. Now here's Greg Jones, and he fouls one back behind home plate, and it's 0-1. Well, April 2nd, that is the magic date back home in Milwaukee for the home opener
All fans in attendance also going to receive a 2024 magnet schedule, as this is a two-hopper to short. Adames up with the throws to first and takes care of Jones. Carreras goes to third on the play. Willie looked at third for a moment, but wisely elected to throw to first. That was his only play. And there's two down now for Jake Cave. Yeah, Palermo's Pizza, they're going to get you that magnet schedule, the official frozen pizza of the Milwaukee Brewers. Cannot wait for the home opener on April 2nd. Three games in New York first, though. Cave rolls this one foul over near the Brewers dugout. It's 0-1. Jake Cave just getting to know everybody's name in that Rockies clubhouse after being traded to Colorado in the last 48 hours. 0-for-3 today at the plate. And Peguero with a strike right at the knees. It's nothing and two.
68, Nolan Blackwood warming in the Brewers bullpen.
Peguero looks in. And the 0-2 pitch. Bouncer to first, fielded by Bowers. He will feed to Peguero, and he'll win the foot race to the bag to retire Cave. And the side, no runs, an infield single, runner left, 5-0. Brewers out in front. We've reached the stretch here in Phoenix on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Gina Della from Pella. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. We go beyond just measuring and handing you a quote by listening and educating you on all of your product options. And with DesignWorks, you can see what your home will look like before you buy. Order by March 31st to get 0% interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
Want to test drive U.S. Cellular's award-winning network? It's free for 30 days. Want to test drive U.S. Cellular even faster? Just get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Just let me buckle my... Whoa! Hey, my calls and data work great out here.
Test drive U.S. Cellular's award-winning network free for 30 days.
You can pull over now. Please?
U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Awards based on open signal independent data. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Brewers baseball is the sound of summer.
Oh, baby.
This is the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Seventh inning stretch, sponsored by IslandResortGolf.com. Fans of relaxing summer sports, it's time to book your stay and book a golf package for Sweetgrass and Sage Run. For best availability, visit IslandResortGolf.com today. 5-0 Brewers. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Blake Perkins to lead things off against the left-hander Jalen Beeks. And the first pitch from Beeks misses up and away. It's 1-0. Perkins, switch hitter up there, righty against the lefty Beeks. Takes low. 2 balls and no strikes. Reaching the point in the game where there's not full-on line change from both teams, but plenty of substitutions. Have a new right fielder now for the Rockies. That's Nico Decolotti. 2-0 pitch is a strike at the very top of the zone, right at the letters on Perkins. And it's 2-1. Brewers have made more changes than the Rockies have so far. More to come, though. 2-1's a little bit high. It's three balls and one strike on Perkins. There is action in the Rockies' bullpen. Pitch is high, and Perkins works the walk. Ortho ASAP, walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Now we drive around the league. It's presented by Construction Business Group. Wisconsin operating engineers and trusted contractors building Wisconsin together. Cardinals leading the Cubs 6-3 in the bottom of the seventh. Pitch to William Contreras is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Some finals over in the Grapefruit League from today. Pittsburgh 4-3 winners over the Blue Jays. 0-1 to Contreras. That's down and in with a fastball at 94. It's one ball and one strike. Rays took down the Phillies 6-3. Atlanta 4-0 winner over Minnesota today. Here's the 1-1. Contreras watches it